Your paper has been spending quite a bit of time on the 8th Street project. This week, it looks like the trustees have pretty much gone for Plan A.
Yeah, you know, it's been a year-long process with the pandemic throughout it. And yeah, it all has kind of come to this culmination of Tuesday night's meeting where the trustees did decide on Plan A, and it was emphasized that, you know, although that wasn't the recommended option by the Bikes, Pedestrian, and Trails Commission, that commission had first done a motion on Option A that failed by one vote. And so it was very close. And when they went for Option B, I think at that point in the meeting, they just felt the need to move something forward to the trustees.
Plan A has 6-foot sidewalks on either side, plus parking on either side. And I'm wondering, just how different is it from what is already there?
That's a good question. And, you know, 8th Street is really two distinct 8th Streets. North of the Rio Grande is important for the trucks that are getting to that industrial part of town. And probably the southern part most resembles exactly what Option A is saying, but there's a need for some continuity, I think, is the feeling. There are some sidewalks that completely end unexpectedly. And a big impetus for this process to start was the Carbondale Age-Friendly Community Initiative, identifying it as a corridor that wasn't very safe for pedestrians. And when you think of people possibly with hearing disability, or people riding on a trike as opposed to a bicycle, it was considered kind of a wonky street. And some of the neighbors said that speeding is common there as well. So another piece of this was to see how the town might reduce speeding while making it a more attractive option for commuters that aren't in cars.
What about the sidewalks encroaching on existing properties? It seems to me that it's going to make people's front yards a lot smaller.
You know, that's the town's full right-of-way there in that corridor. People have, you know, built gardens there and rock walls and have mailboxes. Trees are living within that right-of-way. But something I took away from the meeting was that it's not really like this Option A just kind of gets plowed through the entire corridor and that's the way it is. The trustees said that that's guidance for them. And actually their next step in this process is to come up with specific lane widths, sidewalk widths, buffer widths. And so
it sounds like they're going to tailor it a little bit.
Yeah. And I think tailor it by each block, even, you know, whatever property they're working around. Several of the trustees said that they don't want to harm any trees.
I've been rereading articles in the Sun and the Post Independent about construction in Carbondale. Mm-hmm. And in one article, I think it was a Post Independent article, Mayor Richardson talks about a design designation in Carbondale's 2013 comp plan called the New Urban. And it feels to me like the current development boom, it feels like new urban right in the middle of Carbondale. Your thoughts?
Well, a big emphasis in that 2013 comp plan is urban infill. So the idea that rather than sprawling out into the open space surrounding town, it's better to have that construction occur within kind of more of the core of the town. And a lot of what we're seeing is, you know, directly within the town's current comp plan. And a process is underway. They're saying really in May, it's going to start to get rolling for the comp plan update. So that's a really important thing for the citizens of Carbondale to know. If they don't like the direction things are going, if they want to see certain values be more at the forefront of the way the town develops, this comp plan update is the opportunity.
Well, it seems like it might be too little too late for people who don't like the new construction. It seems to me that all this new stuff it feels like it's changing the character and will continue to change the character of Carbondale.
We've heard from particularly the town's environmental board thoughts on whether a moratorium would be appropriate for building. People, similar sentiments of this is moving too fast. It doesn't seem like the town is going to make any moves in that direction. You're certainly right. We're going to see the Soper Shopping Center demolished here within the next month. And as well on Tuesday's meeting, two more parcels surrounding the historic Thompson House were approved for that development called Thompson Park.
What about the water needs for all of this new construction? Has anybody in the meetings brought up the use of water and how much water these new houses, new commercial spaces, how much they're going to be using?
Yes. Particularly, I remember Lonnie Kitching in a meeting not wanting to use the word carrying capacity, but essentially asking the question, how many people can this valley support? I believe it related to this comp plan update and, you know, the town really taking a moment to pause, think about the direction of its development.
Raleigh Burley, editor of the Soper Sun, thanks very much for joining me today and for the reporting on Plan A for 8th Street.
Thank you, Amy.
That does it for this week's news brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.